we can't go around measuring our goodness by what we don't do, by what we deny ourselves, what we resist, and who we exclude. I think we've got to measure goodness by what we embrace, what we create, and who we include.
And that's from the movie Chocolat. And think about in your life, do you deny yourself? And one of the things many people deny themselves of is taking care of their body, getting massages. They just beat up on their muscles during the day, sit in lousy positions, tense them in different ways because they're feeling stressed out, maybe clench their jaw, and they never think of giving themselves the pleasure of a massage, or even more than that, having a massage with the loved one, that relational connection. And with me to discuss massages and health and the wonderful health benefits of them is Gretchen Blaker Mason. She is with the Center for Sexual Health at Psychological Centers in Rhode Island. She's a licensed mental health counselor specializing in sexual and relational health, and she has been a licensed massage therapist for 15 years. And some students at the University of Rhode Island are very lucky because they also can take a course with Gretchen. She teaches human sexuality. Welcome to the show, Gretchen.
Thank you, Ellen. My pleasure.
People deny themselves massages. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, there could be several reasons. Maybe some, beliefs that they don't, deserve that kind of pleasure. Maybe they're really, they're caretakers for other people, but don't feel like they deserve to take that time or spend the money to do that for themselves. And, massage is pretty expensive. Spending $100 for that kind of self-care. Yeah, it's
right.
A lot of money.
Right. So if you could learn, if you have a partner, a husband or a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, how can people learn to give one another massages and go out to dinner with that $100 or buy themselves something they need at home with that?
Mm-hmm.
How can they strengthen that bond, and what are the health benefits of doing so?
Well, having some kind of education, and it's not, you don't need to go, spend a year going to massage school to really learn how to connect with yourself and connect with your partner. So there are some self-awareness and attunement skills. So when I'm working with couples in psychotherapy and teaching couples about how to connect with one another, we talk about the quality of contact and the energy and information that they're sharing. And sometimes I use the metaphor about a musician playing their instruments, so they really get to know their instrument, and they create this beautiful music, through that instrument. And couples can learn to get to know each other's bodies, to produce, really pleasurable feelings and experiences like a musician, learns to play that music. And so some of the things that are helpful are learning how to be present and to really bring all one's attention and awareness to hands, especially if it's a hands-on massage. And it is very different than the kind of distracted kind of touching that people routinely do.
Right. Rub my neck. Okay. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm out of here. I got to go do some other stuff. So instead of that, just throw away, I'll do it dutifully. It's more give yourself, find a spot of time that would be first when neither of you have a lot on your minds, or when you're willing to take a break, a 10-minute break, or if you want to pay a lot of money to one another, a full hour, and just enjoy, whether it's a neck massage, a facial massage, or a full body massage. What health benefits are there to having that time with one another, the psychological health benefits first, then we get into the physical.
Sure. Well, and there's a lot of pleasure in the giving, and I think that's something that's important to experience, that the body is really a fascinating system. And so maybe doing some education about, learning about physiology and anatomy, but also, the benefits of really being felt, so there's some of the psychological, emotional benefits in a relationship, really being felt and understood and responded to. So much of communication is nonverbal. And so if couples can really learn how to tune in and take care of one another and connect with one another that way, there's a huge payoff in relationship satisfaction.
Okay, well, you've got me sold. I want to spend some time with my hubby today practicing this, enjoying it. What are some, I want to add one thing, and I took a Thai massage, not with my husband, obviously. He doesn't know how to do it, and I wouldn't know how to do it. And the first time I did it, it's like someone doing yoga to you. And then they put me on, they tipped me upside down, holding me by my feet, and I ended up with a headache. And so I went back to the same person. We agreed that I wouldn't do the upside down thing. And this is years later, I went back to the same person and did the Thai massage again. I've only done it twice. It was so fun. And he said, you and Harris, my husband, you and Harris should learn to do some of this together, because you can laugh. You can have so much playfulness with this type of a massage. But that goes for any massage. You can feel closer. You can build that intimate bond. You can feel emotionally visible to one another. In addition to that, there are actual, you know, I heard you speak recently at psychological centers, and you gave an amazing list of the health benefits of massage. So if someone is a health nut, and I don't mean to put that down because I'm one of those people, but what are some of the physiological or the health benefits of having a massage?
Really, massage, you know, massage can, you know, positively affect almost all the systems of your body, really. You know, circulatory system, muscular system, digestive system, respiratory system.
Your immune system.
Your immune system, absolutely. And really, massage helps the body efficiently do what the body already does. You know, the body is, you know, a self-healing organism. And massage can help with one of the huge benefits, or, you know, increasing, you know, circulation and blood flow, and that's how the nutrients, so nourishing your body. But also, it helps release neurochemicals. It decreases cortisol. It increases serotonin. It can release endorphins. So it's really, you know, can create that kind of euphoric, feel-good state. And when couples learn how to do that for each other, I mean, that's a win-win, you know, just promoting those good feelings.
Right. So the psychological and the physiological. And how often would you recommend a person get a massage or do it with one another, assuming you don't have hundreds of dollars to spend?
Sure. Well, that's something, you know, making time to do that, you know, that's and prioritizing that. You know, I think even if it's once a month that a couple does that, but and if you don't have a, you know, an hour or so, that's you know, to find those moments, even if it is 5 minutes,
right,
or even if it is holding each other, you know, even, you know, skin contact releases oxytocin, which is that bonding hormone. So, you know, hugs and holding one another, or or having some skin on skin contact.
And go ahead. What I think is amazing is that you said once a month, and that was very really, it didn't feel like you were saying you have to do this daily, because then it felt like a duty. Once a month seems reasonable. If you grow it from there, fine. So listen, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. With me is Gretchen Blaker Mason, and she's a massage therapist, and she's a licensed mental health counselor specializing in sexual and relational health. And you have a website.
Yes, I do. It's healthosamtherapy.com.
HealthosamTherapy.com.
Healthosam is Swedish for healthy living.
And you make me want to go out and massage my husband and receive one in return. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
Thank you, Ellen.
And I would love a massage right now. I went for many years without getting a massage, and my husband would periodically get them. And I started getting them periodically, and guess what? I like them very much when I get very busy. I don't make it a priority. And also learning to massage one another, we still need a little help with that. So this was a very good for me too. So hope you care for yourself and your loved ones and enjoy one another and maybe experiment with a mini massage. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. You can visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Too many individuals settle for less than they want because they are desperate to have a relationship or a spouse, then spend years or decades regretting their decision. Take the time to discover what you long for in a partner. On the other side of this coin, do not hold unreasonable standards, requiring your partner to be exactly what you want in every last detail. Decide what's most important, and then decide if you're willing to make allowances for the smaller things. Avoid spending years pining for what you cannot get. If your dream partner is brilliant, highly educated, incredibly attractive, and a high-level professional, and you are none of these things, find a more suitable match. Never wish for something you can't have. It will only make you miserable.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.